Katie, welcome everyone to the Franklin L. Davis Podcast Network. Thank you to everyone tuning in to this edition of Self, Mental, Fitness, and Laser Focus. Here I'm talking about mind fitness. Before I can come on and start talking about the body, how to achieve a body goal, I want to talk about the mind. Okay? When is the last time you were in the shape you need to be in? When is the last time you were in the health and fitness not that you want to be in? When is the last time you were in the health and fitness condition that you need to be in? Your needs come before your wants. When is the last time you were in a position that you need to be in, health and fitness wise? And it's okay if you have in no way ever been in the condition that you need to be in, or if you've been there but you've lagged. But this is what I'm talking about: mind focus, mind fitness. Imagine over the past 15 years, over the past 10 years, or even 5 years, what amount of times have you started and stopped an exercise, fitness, bodybuilding, or nutritional program? Once, twice? How many times have you started a program, a routine, then stopped, then restarted, then stopped, started over the past 10 years? And when is the last time you were in the health and fitness condition that you need to be in as well as want to be in? The mind, the brain, what's going on upstairs? Self-commitment, self-focus. How focused are you when it comes to yourself? The analogy I'm using now is sport, basketball. I'm using the analogy of basketball unto life itself. Let's say you, and every one of you, you're on a basketball team. Now you must really consider your role, your presence, your impact. What you say matters on the team, to the team, the coaching staff, the ownership, the league. You are a representation, a byproduct of that jersey you wear, the team you represent. What is your focus? Now, let's say as an athlete right now, and you're on the basketball team, are you in a health and fitness condition that you need to be in to play at a maximum level, to perform at an apex level of the athlete you are, that you are being? Are you at the best version of yourself, health and fitness wise, mental wise? When you receive the ball, are you thinking? Or is everything clicking for you? Are you on automatic mode? If you're on a basketball team, what is your position? What is your role on the team? Do you listen to your coaching staff? Do you follow orders? Do you obey instruction? Do you run the play that is given to you to run? Do you go against your coaching staff? What are your people skills? How do you get along with your teammates? Do you diffuse drama on the team? Or do you gossip about drama? Hey, number 5 said this about number 4, and you're saying this to number 10, as you're wearing whatever number you're wearing. Are you stirring up drama and confusion on a basketball team in life? If your family is a basketball team, and all of the members are on the same team, even though this member of the team is in no way getting along with this member of the team, are you going to both members of the team causing war and conflict on your team? What is your personality type? Are you diffusing animosity? Or are you improving animosity on your basketball team as a family, as a business person, male or female, as a classmate? What kind of teammate are you? What is your mental health and condition? I can bring you out here and say, hey, let's do some pull-ups, some dips, or whatever exercises we're gonna do. That's the body. But the mindset that goes into doing those exercises is what we're improving and working on. It's what we're exercising. It's the state of mind, the state of being. Mind over body. Brain over body. Out of all these exercises in here that we can do, which one is for the brain? What workouts do you have for your brain? When is the last time that your brain was in the health and fitness condition that it needs to be in? When is the last time your mind was in the shape that it needs to be in, the condition, your mental health and fitness? When is the last time that you exercise your conversation, that you train your communication, your communication? I as an accountable I. The accountable I, the responsible I of self. When is the last time you train your self-communication? Are you training and exercising your mind, your brain, the words that you're saying, what's coming out of your mouth, what words you're consuming by your ears, what words you're imagining? Are you training the inner dialogue and stopping it when you need to be and turning that sound off within your brain? On a basketball team, when you're shooting free throws, what's going through your mind? What soundtrack do you have playing? Or is there a soundtrack? You may have conquered the soundtrack where you can turn it off and it's just money. Or you're still working your way through yourself and what your own thoughts are processing, what you're processing when you're doing whatever it is you're doing. Self-clarity, self-oneness, self-divinity comes from self. You're on the basketball team and your teammate shoots a shot. They miss the shot. You get upset and angry. God damn it. You stupid mother. I told you to stop shooting the ball, man. The next play down. Goes to the left. He missed again. Now you're really upset. Man, I told you. How many times I gotta tell this mother? Stop shooting the ball. You're reacting. He come down again. Shoots all the way to the left. Now he missed everything. Now you going up to him. You about to grab him by the jersey. Like, man, you shoot one more of these shots, man. Coach got to come calm you down. What amount of self-discipline and self-control do you have over yourself? Let's say you gain self-discipline and control over yourself now. The coach checks you back into the game, and within that timeout, you've calmed down, you have self-composure, and now you're controlling self. You're not controlling other. You're not looking to dictate other. You're looking to dictate self. Now he comes down, he shoots, he might make it. But he comes down and shoot it again. And if he misses it, now rather than complaining, as soon as you see him pulling up, here you come running down for the rebound. You can catch your right hand and put it back in left hand because you timed it. You're not sitting up there. As soon as you see him shooting, going into the act, he's getting ready to pull up. You're not complaining over there. As soon as you see him going to the act, you're looking up at that basket, and he angling and timing and getting everything together. As soon as you see that, now here you come following the shot, going for the rebound. All you're doing is following self. Whether you have the ball, whether you're playing without the ball, whether you're on defense, it's all about self. What are you bringing to the table? Effort-wise, complaining will never solve a problem. Even mathematically. You show me one complaint that's ever solved a math problem. What solves math problems? Skill, understanding, ability, wisdom, knowledge. Well, then the same goes for any other problem. When is the last time your brain was in a health and fitness condition that it needs to be in? When is the last time your brain was in a health and fitness condition that it needs to be in your mind? What thought do you process throughout the day? Are you allowing your mind to wander off? You know you got to be doing this, but you're wandering off over here and over there. Everywhere but where you need to be. Where's your focus? Self-mental fitness and laser focus. Your summer body may be in progress right now. Why is your summer body in progress? Because you're working on it. The summer's coming. That means so are your results. Your results follow your goal, your achievement of your goal, whatever you're conquering as a goal of yourself. Your health and fitness goal pertains to you and you only. No one else shares your fitness goal. Whatever goal you have for health and fitness, that's your goal. Who else can come conquer your fitness goal for you? Mental or physical, spiritual likewise. Who has ever conquered another person's spiritual goal, a mental goal or physical goal? No matter if I do 1 trillion pull-ups right here, if I do 1 trillion pull-ups, guess what them results gonna come? Right here to this body that's doing them. Now, how can I take these results and start passing them out? I can coach you. I can talk to you. I can motivate you. I can give you all the tools. I can lead you to the water, but I'm unable to make you think. I can lead you to the water, but I'm unable to make you drink. I can lead you to the library, but I'm unable to make you think, unable to make you read, process thought, information. That's your job. But if you listen to me, I can plant the seed of the destination that you're looking for by me just mentioning the idea to you. Now your brain, your mind is at this focus because you're consuming the idea that I'm speaking about. So now that you consume the idea, you can digest it yourself. And the effort that you put into that idea to manifest whatever prosperity comes up of it, you manifest yourself. You are the reaper of your own reward. If you dislike what you're reaping, change what you are sowing. If you're reaping negativity and you want to reap positivity, change what you are sowing. You reap what you sow. Oh. If you're on a basketball team, what is your leadership ability? Can you control a team? You can see everything? Are you in leadership position, perspective, to control the game? You're so in control of your ability, you can control the entire flow of the game, of the sport. Now, who can do this for you? That's like doing the pull-ups. You have to go do them. You have to improve your basketball skill, your IQ. Basketball is an object. The basketball is an object. The goal that I'm shooting at is an object as well. So I can pick up a basketball, which is an object, and I can shoot it at the goal, which is an object. But here's the deal. As I'm shooting a ball at an object, when I begin to learn about the subject, when I improve my IQ on the subject, my literacy, my understanding, my wisdom, my knowledge, my drive on the subject of this object, now I can improve my skill, my ability, because I'm not just working with an object. I've improved my understanding on the subject of this object that I'm using. It is the mind. The mind is subjective. The basketball is objective. I'm using my mind subjectively, creatively to manifest whatever I will objectively with this rock. And to prove it, one of my proudest accomplishments in the sport of basketball is when I brought home this trophy right here. Real clear. The NBA Western Division complete. That means defensively and offensively. Defensively and offensively. Basketball champ. NBA complete player, West Division complete player. That to me means that I have to take control of my ability and my contribution to the team. Who else is going to come play defense for Franklin? LJ Davis. LJ is going to play defense for LJ. There's no other player who ever plays defense for me, or no offense for that matter. Defensive stop reward. Let's see that again. Make sure we're clear here. Because we saw the bottom, but did we get the top? Complete player basketball camp defensive stopper award. Okay. So we make sure that's clear. All right. My game starts on defense, translates to offense. When I play basketball, I noticed most of the athletes I would play basketball with, no matter what gender they were, most of the game, the foundation was built on their offense. So when I started playing basketball, a lot of my offense translated from my defense. I'm playing defense on another point guard coming down with the ball. He tries to shift left. I'm ripping with my right hand, catch the ball with my left, and I'm off down. But I need to improve my ball handling skills. I need to improve my jumper. I need to improve my free throws. I need to improve everything I'm doing offensively with the ball, my court vision, being able to look one way and pass another. I need to be all the different angles that come with the game. I needed to improve on both ends to be a complete player. I needed to improve myself as an athlete to evolve as a complete player. Now, who is going to come and evolve for LJ? For Franklin LJ Davis? Who's going to do that? Let me guess, Franklin LJ Davis. When LJ starts putting on muscle, who's putting on muscle for LJ? LJ's putting it on. Franklin LJ Davis is putting it on. Who else can do it for? Same way with you, or anyone. When you put your mind towards a goal, who's directing your mind? Who's directing your brain? Who's directing your brain? Who's directing your mind? You are. What is the effort that you're putting forth toward your mental health and fitness? What are your fitness goals? What are your mental fitness goals? Let's start with your mind before your body. What is your mental fitness goals? When is the last time you were in the mental health and shape that you need to be in? When is the last time you completed reading a book? It could be just a booklet, just a little thin booklet, 50 pages. When's the last time you finished reading the booklet? Do you exercise your brain? Do you use physical exercises for your brain? Do you exercise your conversation, your articulation, your communication? It goes way beyond the physical realm. The physical realm is a result of the mental spiritual realm. Have you cleared your brain for prosperity in any subject? Money is an object, but what is your knowledge of the subject of this object? You can have an object right here, but what is your knowledge of the subject, the subjective realm of this object? Because whatever your subjectivity is a manifestation of your actions outwardly, objectively. So what is your subjective health and fitness and laser focus? What are your subjective health and mental fitness goals? Your subjective health and fitness mental goals. Over the next 5 years. Over the next 10 years, over the next 6 months, to 8 months, we put timelines on the go. Are you learning a new language? Are you improving your vocabulary, your enunciation? All things are a result of self. So your summer body may be in progress, or your summer basketball skills may be in progress. As a basketball player, your skills are in progress. As a health and fitness bodybuilder or a health and fitness person, a person just exercising for just being healthy. Your health is in progress and improvement. Because the actions you put forth, it's a daily commitment. Let's say you want to start exercising, right? But then you stop. Let's say you got off, you exercise already, but you gotten off your routine. So now you're looking to get back on your routine. Start small. Start gradually. In no way do you need to start where you left off, because you're no longer at where you left off physically. Maybe no way mentally either. Because with that physical paralysis comes a physical strength, a spiritual strength. When your body's at a certain level, so is your mind, and so is your spirit. You're operating on a three-peat right here. Spirit, mind, body is all on the same frequency. Now, of course, you can elevate your spirit and your mind, of course, beyond the level of the body, I would say so. But when your body's at a higher level, then your mind has that much more adrenaline, spirit. It's an energy. It's frequency. Of self, radiation. So the same way a person... The same person that can take control of their ability on the basketball court, where they can control the whole game, you can take control of your health and fitness, where you can control your whole mind, your whole body, your whole brain, your whole energy. No matter what's happening now, you can be on a team where your family throwing potatoes at one another, watermelons at one another, or you can be on a team where your family's getting along, everybody moving the ball around. You're finding an open person and making an open shot. You guys are winning. However it go, no matter what kind of team you find yourself on, when you take control of yourself, none of that stuff means anything anymore. You determine your destination now. Because whether a person decides they're going to go negative, if that's what they choose for themselves, you are in no way fazed by it, in a sense where you become what they chose for themselves. You can be concerned and love that individual, but you yourself will never become the choice that they made. You will always be the choice that you are making. Now, if you are making a choice to become regretful or sad over another person, then you will experience regret and sadness over another person, because that is the choice you are choosing to make. Whether you can see yourself allowing yourself to be that way, you are allowing yourself to be regretful, you are allowing yourself to be sad, and that is a choice. You can also choose to be somewhere different right now if you want to, but you choose to rather think about what you think about and feel the way about it the way that you do. So since you continue to process thought that way, you continue to experience mentally and spiritually what you feel so much physically. Your brain is pre-encoded to decode information. Your brain is pre-encoded to decode information. And the whole entire universe is information. So what information are you decoding? What information are you consuming? Are you bringing into your brain, which is a bank, and that you're depositing? So then when you start communicating and conversating, now this is what you are digesting, what you are consuming mentally and physically by your brain. Be in control of yourself. Whatever you consume mentally and physically, you're going to digest mentally and physically, as well as financially. You are listening to the Franklin L.J. Davis Podcast Network. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Love comes from yourself. Peace comes from yourself. Wisdom comes from yourself. These are all virtues of the self. If you were to go look for love, peace, and wisdom in a grocery market, what aisle would it be on? Would it be what would it be packaged in? Zero. Nothing. Now, I'm using basketball and health and fitness as a metaphor for life. Mental fitness and laser focus. Self-mental fitness and laser focus. Now, if you're improving your skills as an athlete, as a basketball player, or you're improving your health and fitness, your body physically, or you're improving your mind, your spirituality, what is your goal? And how serious, on a scale from 1 to 10? Let's say 1 is the highest and 10 is the lowest. However you want to do your scale, 10 the highest, 1 the lowest. However you want to do it. On a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being the highest, 10 being the lowest. How serious are you about conquering your health and fitness goal? Mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, or any other Lee that's positively. How real are you about it? On a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being the highest, 10 being the lowest, how real are you about conquering your goal in X amount of time? How sincere are you? How true are you? How honest to yourself? How committed to you? How committed to your goal are you being? The same thing I'm saying right now, this is how I live by for myself. I had to come into a space of myself where my goal became the utmost to the reality that I'm manifesting. Because otherwise, my mind, I can allow myself to be wandering off mentally into so many different avenues. And what is your purpose? What would be it's like driving with no destination. Imagine you guys in a vehicle just driving for the ride. You're just driving when you have no endpoint. It's the same way in life. What are you working towards? This is something I had to learn I had to start studying, goal setting, planning, training. Some of these things are absent from youth. If you grew up in a family where you're taught goals from a young age, from adolescence, consider yourself fortunate, I say. Because some of the most simple life lessons, people don't learn until adulthood if they learn them at all. I once heard an athlete say he believes in starting early and learning late. Starting early, but learning late. Now consider that. Ponder on that. Ponder. Starting early, but you're learning late. Sometimes you need to come into a place where you can absorb wisdom and understanding for your situation to make sense, for you to evolve out of your situation and change your narrative, your position as a person. So what are your goals? What are your priorities? Your priorities? What are your basics? What are your fundamentals? What are you conquering as a self? Is your mind on this? What your priorities are? What you need to be conquering over a certain extended amount of time? Or are you focused on what somebody else did not do right in life? You don't like the way they said what they said to you. So your mind is always in this sphere, in this realm of delusional thinking, and over time, you're not producing anything worthwhile to sustain yourself or to survive on Earth, because your state of consciousness, your state of mind is in a place of wonder. Wonderland. You're over here dreaming in an abstract reality, separate from reality that you're experiencing. You're right now in the present moment, but mentally you've wandered off so far away to the point when you see something in the now, it almost blows your mind. Because you're so far off until you, when you come back to yourself, to wait a minute, who's thinking all of this? The idea that I'm imagining, who is imagining I am? Meaning, no matter what I'm thinking, it's still me thinking it. No matter what I say, it's still me saying it. No matter what I say, I'm still using the same voice. No matter what language I speak in, I'm still using the same voice to speak whatever language I'm speaking. I begin to notice myself. No, I'm the constant. I'm the one that's not, I'm the one constant in my experience. Everything else I experience changes. Even myself, but I'm always myself throughout my experience. Whether I leave the house and go to the gym, whether I leave the gym and go to the house, whether I go to work or whether I'm at work or wherever I'm at, I'm always myself. So in being self, there's no mystery, except for a person who's unaware of themselves. They'd be wondering where's all this coming from. Yourself. You are your reality. You are manifesting your reality subjectively. What you do objectively is a result of your manifestation subjectively. What I'm thinking here subjectively, my idea in mind becomes my action physically, in thought, presently. So then how can I train my mind? My fitness, I have to train my thought, my processor. I have to be able to train my brain to hit that switch and turn the thought off. No more thought. I can even still be taking up action now, and now it's just skill. There's no thought involved, just skill. Like playing ball. Like now, no matter whether I miss or make a shot, just skill. Right hand, left hand, workout, still the same self doing whatever I'm doing. No matter what I'm doing, playing ball, working out, podcasting, what, I'm still the same self doing whatever, using the same body, the same brain, the same voice, the same voice I'm using on the basketball court, the same voice I'm using to speak on the mic. The same instrument. So it's a mastery of self. So when a person masters self, now you master focus. What is my focus over an extended period of now / time? Because time is always now. You only experience in the present moment. Time is another concept of the now, present moment. When I say time, what am I thinking of? Is time something I can go to the supermarket and look on a certain aisle? Hey, which aisle is... I'm reading the aisles and I don't see time on any of them. Where do you sell time? It's a concept of the presence of the mind. It's a mental abstract, subjective, objective. Time is nothing objective. I can create a watch, but I'm still using my subjective voice to say that this is an objective object. It's still subjective, conceptual nature, component. So to master the present moment is to master the self, the state of nature that you are. No matter what your experience is, only thing you're ever going to have control over is how you are being. No matter what you experience, how are you being? What do you allow yourself to encounter? What do you allow yourself to think, to consume? Someone says something, now you allow yourself to go towards what they say. Are you allowing your attention to go that way? Because where attention goes, energy flows. And guess whose energy is flowing there? Whosever attention is going there. Wherever your attention goes, your energy flows. And your energy is you. So if your attention go to bullshit, your energy go to bullshit. If your attention is on some bullshit, if that's where your attention is on, and then you come in here and look to start exercising, and your mind is on bullshit, guess what's gonna happen? I can almost guarantee you some bullshit gonna happen. Because even though you're working out, your mind is on some bullshit. So, oh shit, what happened? Some bullshit, why? Because you was thinking about some bullshit while you was working out. Mental health and fitness and laser focus. Clear your mind of the bullshit, man. What's your goal? What's your purpose? If that is like playing a basketball game, right? If you're shooting a free throw but your mind is on some bullshit, then why are you shooting a free throw? Like, shouldn't you go be thinking about the bullshit instead of like, but see, or if you're gonna shoot the free throw, allow your mind to be on the free throw. But it's hard to be present for some people when your mind is out of shape. Your focus is out of shape. Your attention span is out of shape. It's hard to keep your attention on wisdom for too long. What's your wisdom span? Your attention span for wisdom and knowledge and understanding. A person attention span in 2021 or 2020 may, for wisdom and understanding, may be like that. It may be like this. Completely, just that open for wisdom. This is how open you are for wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Zero. That's your attention span for, well, then what if you increase it from zero? Your attention span, you begin to open up to wisdom and understanding. Guess what you're going to realize? Yourself. You're going to realize you was the one who was closed off. That the world been in motion. The world been, it was you. Who wasn't catching, it was all, everything. You are the result of yourself. So if you're on your own right now, then what are you gonna do? You're gonna start going for self. Oh man, I gotta get myself together. I gotta pull myself up by my own bootstraps. Why? Because I'm on my own. I have nobody else helping. I got to do this all for myself. So let me get going. I need creativity. I need intelligence. I need my wisdom. I need my brain. I need my mind. I need my ability, my skill. I need everything perfect. And I don't want no bullshit. I need laser focus. Why? Because I'm by myself. I'm using myself. And this is what I call complete accountability and self-reliance. Yes, you can be on the team. And you can have a team concept. But remember, you are an individual. The team is made up of individuals. Your team is a team of individuals. So you have to still know your individual mindset as a teammate. How am I gonna get this work done for the team? I know I still, even though I'm an individual on a team, there's an overall team goal and I have an obligation here. So even though I'm part of a team, that don't mean I can kick back and chill because I got everybody. No, there's no passiveness with the word team, nor is there passiveness associated with the word I. So you can get the laziness out of your spirit. It's about contribution. Now, as a teammate, am I, as an independent teammate, I'm not just a teammate, but I'm an independent teammate. I think as a self-reliant teammate. So if I'm thinking like this, I'm thinking about how can I contribute to the team? I'm not thinking about what can the team do for me? How come they ain't helping me? How come they not doing, like, bro, it's the other way around. That's how you bring the best out of yourself, because if you allow your mind to retreat back into, well, how come they not doing for me? Well, you can look at it that way, but then look at the kind of athlete you become. You know, you're trying to take away from the team concept. And when you do that, you pull to yourself as an individual, when you can still prosper as an individual within the team. Even though you can grow old, retire, go your own way, you can still do that within this concept of the team. Meaning, I'm going to make my contribution without complaining. I know I need to get paid, I'm going to do that. But the one thing, this is why I'm doing this, making this podcast through, is because the lessons of a team must be taught. You know, understanding has to be learned. Wisdom has to be understood. And it comes through experience, it comes through knowledge, wisdom comes through learning, through all kinds of expressions. So yes, a team is being good, but I think the best teammate can be a person who can hold their own as an individual. When you have that kind of a teammate, you know they can contribute to the whole team, because now you know they're not looking for the team to be pulling them up. They can, I mean, it's nothing wrong if the team need to pull you up. That's the team. You know, because you may fall down and everybody come help that one teammate up. That's good. But when that becomes learned helplessness, now when a teammate has what we call learned help, they're pretending to be helpless so everybody can cater to them. Now that's when it becomes poison ivy on the team, because that's an inappropriate behavior. So it's okay with helping teammates up when they fall down, but no going through passiveness and learned helplessness, because now it becomes a dependency. So I encourage, especially young people, as a teammate, and anyone, it just as a young person, the mind is so ripe and ready for some people. When you grasp that concept, yes, you are. The team is made up of individuals, and the more you master your individuality as a teammate, now you can contribute more to your team. And the only way to master your individuality is you have to understand self-reliance, self-accountability, self-responsibility. If you wander off from the team and you start marrying a spouse, you have to be responsible for dipping off, because if you're not committed to your spouse, and now your team, you're on the team, you're flying all across the country or wherever, the world, and now you're dipping off with all these different spouses, your team is gonna eventually affect the team, because that's part of your behavior, your whole behavior, not part, but your whole behavior. There's no such thing as a private life like that. That your private life affects your career. There's no bound. You can set a boundary in your mind, but objectively, there's no boundary. So because of your behavior, it can catch up with you at any time. It can catch up with the team. So you had no idea that it can cross over and crossfade, but it did. So this is why I'm talking self-reliance, self-accountability, self-responsibility. Because the moment you start dipping off and tagging that ass on a road, the moment you start doing that, that person you tagging, gonna feel some sort of way about you now, and they gonna want an attachment to you, and now you going on with your career, and now they gonna do everything they can to slow your ass down because they ain't got no plans for themselves to be on the road doing something like what you doing them for themselves. They want to be a part of your show. They want to be able to say, this is who I roll with. This is who, and it's, they haven't mastered their individuality. So this is why I'm speaking self-accountability. Before you start even dipping off into Shanae-Nay or whoever may have that kind of mindset, it could be Sally. You don't have to, it could be anybody. Whoever got that mindset, you, first of all, it don't even matter about Sally or Shanae-Nay, it's yourself. Make sure you don't have that mindset to be fucking with neither one of them. And that's the truth. So, stay on point with yourself, guys. Make sure that you stay true to self. That you stay loyal. I use the concept. Excuse me. I used the concept of a basketball team. I used the concept of health and fitness to explain mental health and fitness in laser focus. Your behavior catches up to you. Your character follows you wherever you are. There's no way you can behave a certain way in one state, move to another state, carry the same behavior with you, and expect a different result, a different outcome. A woman can sleep around with multiple different men, have children by multiple different men, all different men, all her children be by different men. She'll leave once that she think just because she take the children from one man and go to another state and meet another man and live the same exact lifestyle she did in the previous state, in the new state, she think that she gonna have a different reality, a different outcome. And she never even changed or developed herself or improved herself. She say, well, you don't know what I've done. You don't know this and you don't know that. Why is she expressing herself that way? Because she offended that you would even say something like that? Why? Because you can clearly and plainly see her behavior. You got a loser's mindset. And if you have a loser's mindset, you're going to do what losers do. Because your mindset subjectively affects your actions objectively. Now, it's okay if a person loses. It's okay to have had a loser mindset. Some winners have had loser mindsets. Every winner's probably lost their cool. Probably don't think like no loser, but they probably have lost their cool. You know, it's just a temperamental thing. Self-control, self-discipline. You know, something happened and they allowed themselves to dip off into it. And before they know, they said, man, I should have made a better decision. But, you know, the best thing about it is I see that now. So rather than repeat what I'm already saying, then now I understand if a person should say something like to me again, I know to stay quiet, don't say nothing, don't even engage it. You know, they look to you. It's like studying film as a basketball player. You lose a game, you go back, you watch film, and you say, okay, you learn how to get better. You know, you don't sit there and whine and complain and, you know, like you get better. You do your due diligence. Completely. But if you sit there and whine and complain and never do your due diligence, how do you expect any results to change, any outcomes to change? It's delusional. You've done nothing to transformate the situation you're complaining about, yet you continue complaining about it. Exercise self-mental fitness and laser focus on your goals over periods of time. So stop worrying about people that aren't worried about you. You're on a basketball team and you're worrying about other players that aren't even worried about you. It's your mind, your mental state of thinking, of processing, of processing information. It's your mental state of reality. You're a man, you're an athlete, you're on a basketball team, and you're sitting up here, your mind is on these women, on these girls, and you're giving all your attention to these girls. And you're an athlete. You out here wondering what kind of woman should you marry, and you're giving all these girls your attention. Let me tell you something, young man. Girls want attention. Women want respect. Girls want attention. Women want respect. Marinate on it. Girls want attention. Women, mature women, spiritually, mentally, physically, mature women, garner respect. Girls want attention. Mature ladies garner respect. You are the result of yourself. If you dislike what you are reaping, change what you are sowing. If you dislike what you are reaping, change what you are sowing. The reason I say be yourself is because a lot of people are people pleasers. Complete people pleasers. You get around your crowds, your teams, and you're looking to be a people pleaser rather than a contributor. If you knew completely what was said in your absence, most of you would stop smiling around a lot of people. If you knew what was said about you in your absence, most of you would stop smiling around a lot of people. And with a lot of people. If you knew what was said about you in your absence, most of you would stop smiling with a lot of people. So respect yourself, be true to yourself, master and conquer yourself. This is the Frank Lynn LJ Davis Podcast Network. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in. And have a great rest of your day and a perfect weekend. Thank you.